Here's what's coming up on the show.
I haven't tried out the bondage playroom yet, but it does look like fun. And I'm definitely going to do a reverse glory hole tonight.
Oh, shoot. Okay, so I have a question for Venus. How do we get you into the reverse glory hole?
Well, how do we get you into the fucking glory hole?
Yes, that's
the Damn!
You are now listening to the Venus Cuckoldress Podcast, a place to learn all things cuckolding for the curious, the passionate, and the sexually empowered woman who wants it all. Go to venuscuckoldress.com. You'll find the new Queen's Quarters fan destination. Book a one-to-one chat with me. Listen to the private podcast. And even get access to my secret Snapchat group, where I share some of my most intimate encounters. Now sit back, make yourself comfortable, and let's dive right into this episode. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show, everyone. I'm happy to have you here, and I have a great little show for you today. This was recorded on day 3 at a hotel takeover event, and it was myself, Doc Chocolate, and the amazing, always beautiful Harmony California. So we were doing a little bit of an update this day on what was going on for that weekend, which was a lot of fun. I talked about this on the last Pillow Talk event, and I went through all like what the whole weekend was about, but this was a little bit that we recorded on the Saturday. I had just done a glory hole, a reverse glory hole, the night before, and that was interesting. But I did it as part of an agreement that I did with Doc Chocolate, where he said he was going to do the regular glory hole and I was going to do the reverse glory hole for women. And it was because I was nervous to do it, but he was scared to do the glory hole, thinking that somebody was going to chop off his dick, which is ridiculous. But we made this agreement that we were going to do it on Friday night, and it didn't happen. It happened for me. I fulfilled my end of the bargain, but he did not. He ducked out. He had a pussy appointment, apparently, at midnight that he had to go to. But anyway, I told him he was never, ever going to hear the end of it, because I just thought it was so hilarious that he didn't do it. So the next day, Saturday, when this was recorded, I was like, all right, that's it. You have to do it. So when you hear us mention the glory hole in this episode and I'm laughing about it, that is why. I was like, all right, Doc, you got to do this. Which, by the way, he did do. He did do the glory hole. And I made sure that I embarrassed him a little bit just for fun, because him and I, we're always joking and teasing each other. But like, I was like, all right, ladies, once you go suck his dick, make sure you give him just a little bit of teeth. Just a little bit. See what happens. See, he was so scared. Anyway, it all went fine. It was great. He enjoyed it. He did it. He faced his fears. But I'm proud of him. Good job, Doc Chocolate. Give yourself a pat on the back for that. All right, before we get into the show, of course, I have a couple of announcements. The first one is that I am going to be taking some time off. Starting December 6th, I'm taking 2 weeks off. No work whatsoever. So I'm not going to be working on the podcast. I'm not going to be doing any private chats. And I'm not going to be doing any matchmaking for the matchmaking service. I am legit taking 2 weeks off. It's not for vacation. It's for surgery. So I'm going to be recovering. But just so you know, if you email me during that time, or if you reach out, try to grab me, I'm not going to be around. I can't promise I'm going to stay off social media, though, because, you know, what else are you going to do when you're laying in bed just doing nothing? So you might find me there. But anyway, so I'm taking 2 weeks off. It's going to be starting December 6th. After that, it'll be lots of stuff going on after the 2 weeks. So the first being on December 19th, it's a Tuesday, I'm going to be doing my monthly live radio show with my guest is going to be Grunky. He was on this show a few months ago and talking about cream pies and cuckold tattoos. Such a great episode. If you haven't listened to it, you must. He's going to be my guest live on radio, gtforadio.ca. And that's going to be a lot of fun. So that'll be on the 19th of December. And that's going to be starting at 12 p.m. Pacific time. That's 3 p.m. Eastern. So make sure that you check that out. The link for GTFO Radio is in the show notes for today. And last but not least, I'm doing my monthly pillow talk with Doc Chocolate on Friday, December 22nd, right before Christmas. And it'll be a simulcast as well, just like last time, where we were going live on the Moan app, where you can listen in for free, audio only. Or if you are part of our supporter tiers, then you get access to the Crowdcast event, so video as well. And that is going to be at 12 p.m. Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern. And it is live, so you got to check it out. And this is going to be a fun little pillow talk. It'll be a special one because it's going to be a special bedtime stories. Yes, this will be something I have not done before. But I know lots of you guys out there have some favorite cuck or cuckold literatica, some sexy cuckold stories. I know you guys have some because you've been trying to send them to me for years. But what I need you to do now is send me your favorites. Similar to how you guys sent me your favorite cuck porn videos, I want you to send me your favorite cuck literatica stories. And Doc Chocolate and I will be reading them in the next Pillow Talk event. So please send them to me. Just email them to me. It's venus@venuscuckoldress.com. And the link for that, again, is in the show notes for today in case you forget. Please send it to me, your sexy stories. All right, that's it for announcements. Let's jump into this fun little episode today with Harmony California. Here we go.
Hello, everybody. It's Doc Chocolate, BBC, and I have
Venus Cuckoldress,
Harmony, California.
And we are engaged in a threesome right now in a podcast. But yeah. Damn it. So what are we doing today? And where are we at, ladies?
Yeah, so we are at Splash Mocha. Wristbands up. Woo!
Green wristbands.
Yep.
So for those of you who don't know, and you should know by now, because we've been talking about this, Splash Mocha is a hotel takeover party. It's an interracial just our type kind of party, and we're in Houston, and it is day three. Yeah. So I'm like, I don't know what day it is. Anyway,
you've been having a fun time, haven't you?
Oh, we're gonna talk
about
that.
Damn.
Oh yeah. But I first met Harmony at last year's Splash Mocha, and it was brief.
It was very brief. Yeah, we just came for one night to check it out, and I absolutely loved it and said, yeah, we're coming back next year.
Yeah, so I wanted to ask you, how has it been? What's it been like for you? I mean, this is a fairly new event for you, and it's a bit of a different kind of environment than usual, right?
It's very different. It's been amazing. I have had so much fun, and I realized getting here that I haven't done a lifestyle anything since I went professional.
Wow.
Everything became about making content. And while making content is great, I've met great men, I've had great sex. And Doc knows this, it's just different. Sex is different when you're making content than when you're doing it for pleasure. And I've just, you know, that really long haul pleasure. Because content, I mean, you guys, you may say you want to see an hour long of my video, but you know you're not going to sit there and watch me for an hour. That's just, you know. He has. But so content is short and sweet, and this is just different because it can be very long and drawn out. And it's a lot, like, I'll just be honest, it's a lot less pressure on myself. You know, I don't have to get completely done up every little speck of makeup and make sure every angle is perfect and I'm shaved perfectly and there's not a hair out of place. And you have to do that for the entire body because it's all on camera. Here, that's not the case. I mean, yesterday I had a great time, not a stitch of makeup on my face. It was so freeing and fantastic.
She means she started off with makeup and at the end of her 2-hour session, she had no makeup on.
It's just not necessary. I can just go and have fun and be free, just me myself.
So what's it been like for you? Did you know certain guys who were going to be here and you're like, oh, I really want to hook up with them? Or has it been kind of just like a go with the flow, whoever happens to be in front of me at the moment when I feel like it?
Both. It's definitely both, because you want to have some that you've talked to already before you get here. So I definitely did. But since I've been here, I've definitely met others that I'm interested in spending time with or have already spent time with. So it's great. It's great to do both. It's fantastic. I'm having a blast. I will definitely be back next year.
Yay.
Nice. So one thing that you and I were discussing earlier this morning, Harmony, was how when you're shooting a lot of content and you're not doing a lot of lifestyle activities, how there's a big, huge difference. So does this kind of change your scope on how much lifestyle you're going to do versus content creation?
Yeah, it just reminds me that I need to do more lifestyle. I mean, life is all about balance.
Yeah.
This weekend has pointed out that this is a part of my sex life that is out of balance. Mm-hmm. I'm doing too much content work and not enough lifestyle fun.
Yeah.
So that's what I just need to get back in balance. So it's great to have a weekend with great friends to help remind me of that balance.
We help balance her. We're like a scale.
And what do you think of the venue itself and the playroom?
I think they're fantastic. I have had a blast. I like, I haven't tried out the bondage playroom yet, but it does look like fun. And I'm definitely going to do a reverse glory hole tonight.
Oh, shoot.
I'm definitely gonna get that done. Because I know also because there's a lot of men here that I definitely want to be with, but I don't have time to spend an hour with each one of them. And we're at the final day. So I thought, you know what? I'll do the reverse glory hole and just let everybody who wants to come, come.
Maybe we could do a tandem.
Okay, so I have a question for Venus. How do we get you into the reverse glory hole?
Well, how do we get you into the fucking glory hole?
Yes,
damn. I mean, if I got these two beautiful ladies right there, I'll testicle for each one of y'all. But no, Venus went into the reverse glory hole and she did a phenomenal job yesterday. There were some issues that came up and I was supposed to do the glory hole, but I'm going to go to the glory hole tonight.
He ducked out. Yeah. Anyway, so for those of you listening or watching right now and you don't know what the fuck we're talking about, a reverse glory hole. Let me spell it out to you. So everybody knows what a glory hole is. The guy sticks his dick through a hole and random woman or whoever comes up and sucks his dick. And that's part of the novelty is that, like, you can't see who it is. You don't know who it is, or it's weird, actually. but the reverse one is a glory hole for women. So they have set it up so that there's like this, like a bed thing that you can lay
down.
And
has stirrups type
stirrups. And you have a curtain that covers like your waist so you can't see anything when you're laying down. And just random dudes are going to come fuck you.
But Venus pulled the curtain back a little bit and was peeking a lot.
I might have.
Probably.
So. I probably will.
Yeah.
I mean, I pulled the curtain back to complain about the music. I was
like, I was trying to get in, and she pulled the curtain back, and she was like, fuck you, doc. Step away. Step away from the pussy.
But yeah, it's it, and then they have one where you're like you're face down, ass up, and the curtain is still like a yes. on your waist, so you can't see anything.
Where you're kind of like in a doggy style.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. So that's what a reversed glory hole is like.
Everybody's in Google right now, like, reverse glory hole in my city.
it's kind of weird. I'm not going to lie. It's, yeah. Yeah, you definitely, it is weird. Like, as a woman, you definitely need a gatekeeper there to make sure that who you want to come fuck you is going to fuck you.
Yeah. Right.
I didn't see it, but I heard before I went and did it, that there was some white dude in the lineup to fuck. I was like, what?
No.
I thought the white guys don't get any love.
Well, now you get lots of love, just not from us.
Yeah,
not
from <Damn. laughs> Shit.
So, but then someone pointed out, oh, maybe it was her husband. So,
yeah. That's possible. Yeah, that's yeah, possible.
That's definitely a possibility. Yeah. That's definitely a possibility. So, what... This last day of Splash Mocha, what is one big thing that you're really, really looking forward to?
Well, I'm really looking forward to the party tonight. I'm really looking forward to the reverse glory hole. here in a little bit, I'm going to go down to the Motor Bunny room.
We are going
to the Motor Bunny room. And so I went yesterday and enjoyed the basic machine. Today I'm going to go and enjoy the big boy, the big upgrade boy. Machine. So, and I'm going to take Venus so that she can see what it's all about.
Yeah, for those of you who have listened to my podcast, my favorite list of favorite things, my episode, I talked about the Sibian on there. The Sibian is absolutely, or has been until today anyway, my favorite sex toy. And I don't know that it's in a different category. It's not a sex toy. It's in a different category.
It's an experience. It's a whole...
It's a NASA product launching. NASA product. Okay. So
we're here in Houston, so shout out to NASA.
But yeah, so this bunny, what's it called? The
Motor Bunny.
Motor Bunny. Thing is apparently a bit better, so yeah, hopefully I don't give myself a stroke. I'm kind of worried about that.
Hey, you have a very unfound fear, just like I had a fear of sticking my dick through a hole. You have an unfound fear of having a stroke.
Okay.
On the Motor Bunny.
No, giving myself a stroke from a massive orgasm, that's legit.
That's a good way to die, you know. But if I stick my dick in a glory hole and somebody chops it off, that is not a very good way to die. I don't want to hemorrhage blood, and I'm like, the last thing that I ever experienced on this planet was getting my dick cut off. It's not cool.
That it really is. That's an irrational fear.
It is
an irrational fear, especially here in a lifestyle convention. Mm-hmm. Nobody's walking around with choppers. We would notice them. Somebody would stop them before they got to your dick. I promise.
I'll be your gatekeeper.
Yeah.
You'll
be my gatekeeper. I don't trust you, though. I trust Harmony. No, I trust you.
So Doc Chocolate is going to face his fears. It's going to be an episode of Fear Factor tonight.
Fear Factor. I don't have to eat any snails or anything like that. No. All right.
Literally, all you have to do is get your dick sucked. That's all you have to do.
I mean...
You're going to be so nervous. I bet that it's not going to work.
Why do you keep saying that? Like, okay, if you keep saying that my dick is going to work, guess what's going to happen? My dick is going to work.
I know.
Like,
you're going to have an whole audience and everything. Yeah. No pressure.
My dick's going to be like this. You're going to be like, what the fuck is this little wormy, shrimpy little thing sticking out the hole? Shit out of here. But anyways.
All right. Well, I am definitely looking forward to the fucking bunny tonight. I'm definitely looking forward to the playrooms tonight. That's going to be fun. Saturday nights at Splash Mocha are always the best, the biggest. Lots of people come in with day passes. The theme tonight is black and white. So I'm going to be wearing my black cat suit. And at least for a little bit, there might be a wardrobe change, something a little bit more easy access.
Oh, shit. Ooh, she looks so sexy in that black cat. I'm just gonna say you. And
but yeah, tonight's gonna be a good time, and so we're gonna pop off this weekend in a big way.
Yeah.
Lots of fun.
And what are you gonna be wearing, Miss California with a K?
I am, since they're doing the gangsters and flappers, I've got a costume for that.
Okay. it's going to be legit. So if there's no more questions, y'all need to go register for Splash Mocha. You can see the links that in the show notes of this, or you can go to the website, venuscacoldris.com. You can go to bullsandqueens.com. And Miss Harmony, how do people find your sexy, salacious material?
You can find me on OnlyFans, ManyVids. I mean, really, you could just Google Harmony California and probably find me anywhere. I do have a website, harmonycalifornia.xxx, which will take you to my OnlyFans.
All right. And that's Harmony California, H-A-R-O-M. O-N-I-K-A-L-I-F-O-R-N-I-A.
That's way too many XXX. Letters that you're spelling out right now.
Yeah, it's Harmony with an I and California with a K. That's a little easier.
That's easier.
I-K, okay.
Thanks for coming out, Doc.
I'll kindly show myself out now.
Thanks, Harmony.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me again.
Bye, y'all.
That's going to be it for the episode today. As usual, go to venuscuckoldress.com. That's where you can find all sorts of goodies, like the Goddess Worshipper blog, which is amazing, by the way. He's got his blog on my site now, and it is such a sexy, hot read. And you can also book a private chat on there, as well as join the Queens Quarters fan group. That's where you can get all sorts of goodies, just like the Snapchat group. And don't forget, December 19th, that's our GTFO Radio live with my guest Grunky, 12 p.m. Pacific time. And then December 22nd, don't miss out on the Bedroom Stories Pillow Talk event with myself and Doc Chocolate. That is December 22nd at noon Pacific time. That's going to be it for today's episode. We'll see you next time. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, then you know I've talked about a really, really amazing sexual activity other than cuckolding, and it's called sensual massage. Now, I've received this a few times, and it is fucking mind-blowing. I'm a huge fan, but there just hasn't been any kind of place for guys to learn how to do it, not that I knew of anyway. Until now, I came across this video, this sensual massage video that is on xoafterglow.com, which is a pretty cool site. It is porn that is meant to be real, educational, entertaining, of course, but really cool, made by women, and lots of different kinds of porn as well. So I found this video on there. And I was like, oh my God, yay. It's really hot. It's this real couple. And he's actually, in the beginning of the video, learns how to do the massage. He's obviously watching some sort of instructions. He talks to his wife about it. And she's on the massage table. And he gives her an amazing sensual massage. Now, it's not as long as I would like as far as length of time. But the video is great. And I'm so happy to see it. It's really hot. It's really sexy. And it just presses all the buttons for me. So if you want to check it out, you should go to xoafterglow.com. And right now, if you enter the code Venus, you can actually get 1 week of free access to it, a free trial. So that's xoafterglow.com. Enter the code Venus. And the link for that, if you are not going to be able to remember, is in the show notes for today. Enjoy.